go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. Our guest is Frank Calzone. He is a man that I've come to admire greatly for his deep, firsthand, and committed, principled opposition to the Castro regime and what it has done to the people of his native land, Cuba, over many decades. These days, he is the executive director of the Center for a Free Cuba, an extraordinarily important organization helping the rest of us understand ground truth in Cuba at the moment. Frank Calzone, welcome back. It's so good to have you.
Thank you very much.
You know, I'd like to start this conversation about sort of the U.S.-Cuba relationship at the moment under Donald Trump by just reminding our listeners of what it was that Barack Obama bequeathed as his legacy in that regard. I know you've been deeply critical of it, as have I, but remind us of what Obama did and its, well, its repercussions.
Well, Mr. Obama put in place an American policy that was a result of his worldview and had very little to do with American interests or the rights of the Cuban people. Mr. Obama encouraged tourism to Cuba. Tourism, according to the law, it's illegal. And Mr. Obama went ahead and tried to change, get around it by calling tourists something else, by calling it people-to-people or travel for scientific or religious purposes. It was similar to what he did on Iran, that the United States could not send dollars to the Ayatollahs, but Mr. Obama said, well, the thousands, the billions of dollars we're sending to Tehran are not really dollars. We change them into euros or something else. It's based on a lie. And so far, very little advantageous to the United States has come out of either one of those deals.
Well, now you're putting it rather charitably. In fact, is it not the case, Frank Calzone, that the upshot of these so-called people-to-people exchanges or tourism by any other name has been to greatly enrich and otherwise benefit the Cuban military and intelligence services and the like?
You're exactly right, and President Trump understand that. And what happens is that the tourist industry is overwhelmingly under the control of the Cuban military. The same military, I might add, that is, as we speak, repressing and killing Venezuelan demonstrators in Caracas. The Trump administration has announced the president's policy of trying to curtail the amount of funds that go into the Cuban military. But it's hard to predict what's going to happen under President Trump until the regulations are put in place and until the staff is finally put in key positions of administration.
One of the things that you touched on there is so important, of course, is that the Cuban sort of foreign legion or police services are helping suppress those aspiring to freedom in Venezuela. And yet, even though that's going on, despite other activities that are very much inimical to, I believe, Western interests, not just those of the United States, the European Union is pursuing a pact with the Cuban government that can only have the effect, it seems, of perpetuating it, propping it up, enriching it. What are the Europeans thinking, for heaven's sake?
Well, diplomatic initiatives take a long time to come to fruition. And what we're seeing in Europe, what we saw earlier this week, is the end or the completion of something that President Obama have been working for a long time, which is to bring the European policy toward Cuba in line to what Mr. Obama had in place, which is to give to the Castro government whatever the Castro government wanted, and not to condition anything on an improvement of the human rights situation in Cuba. It is shocking that while President Trump in Poland talked a couple of days ago about the alliance, the need for America's allies in Europe to work together with the United States to advance the common interest. The Europeans are now providing additional benefits, or announcing that they will provide additional benefits to the Castro government right at the time when the whole world is looking at North Korea and the missile, because Castro, Raul Castro, is a good ally of North Korea, 90 miles away from the United States. Havana attempted less than 2 years ago to send missiles and warplanes to North Korea. So helping the Castro government at the time when we're all concerned about North Korean missiles, without realizing that Havana was sending warplanes to North Korea not too long ago, it's very disturbing.
No, it's a very troubling relationship. But so is the relationship between Cuba and one of North Korea's other principal sponsors, namely Russia. And remind us what's going on, Frank Calzone, with respect to the seeming reactivation of the relationship between the Russian intelligence services and the Cubans, again, for the purpose of monitoring and stealing our secrets and otherwise undermining our security.
I am sure some of your listeners remember that at the end of the so-called Cold War, the Russian presence in Cuba was brought to an end. Now, under Mr. Obama, that situation was reversed. And while the United States and President Obama were negotiating with Raul Castro's son, who happens to be a lieutenant colonel in Cuba's spy agency, while those negotiations were taking place, Havana welcomed back into Havana's harbor Russian spy ships who go there to monitor American military communications. And also, the Havana has asked the Russians to start discussing about setting up or reopening a spy base near the city of Havana.
Frank, among other reasons, the ones we've discussed, you have called for the United States to respond by restoring Cuba to the state sponsor of terrorism list. Talk a little bit about why that's in order and whether you think under Donald Trump's relook at this misbegotten policy of Obama's, that might happen.
Well, President Trump spoke in Miami a few days ago, and he mentioned the issue of American terrorists who receive safe haven in Cuba. The president has ordered the FBI and the Justice Department to prepare a report on American fugitives in Cuba that he will have to review. What happened under President Trump was that Raul Castro told the United States that he would not go along with reestablishing normal diplomatic relations with Washington unless Cuba was brought out of the infamous list of countries that support terrorism. Mr. Obama went ahead and did what Raul Castro asked him to do. Apparently, the president didn't know or didn't want to know at the time, President Obama, that there were terrorists in Havana. When Mr. Obama took Cuba out of the terrorist list, the FBI at the same time was offering and continues to offer $1 million for the information leading to the capture of these American terrorists.
Frank Calzone, thank you for being the conscience of our country on this very important topic of the need for the liberation of Cuba from the Castros. The work you do at the Center for a Free Cuba is really important and deeply valued by all of us. I hope you'll come back to us with further reporting on it very soon.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.